Jono, our panel operator, will get knocked out if he keeps on going on about this. He's cheering for North Melbourne against the Swannies. We're cheering for the Swans against North Melbourne. It's going to be Friday night at ANZ Stadium. We're glad to say that it's been, they'll go in on a high too after four players from the Swannies were named in that All-Australian side last night. Mike Pike joins us, the Swans ruckman. G'day, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Exciting times.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is what you play football for, to end up in the finals and to make a preliminary is really a step in the right direction.
Well, Mike, you know what a GF's all about and winning the premiership, so more of the same this year, yeah?
Well, I mean, we hope so. We've got a lot of work to do before we get there, but certainly what's front of mind is North Melbourne this weekend, this Friday.
Absolutely. You come up against Todd Goldstein, who had a very, very big game last week. How do you match up against him?
Yeah, I think difficultly. I think it's he's a very good player. I think he's one of the best going around. Certainly we'll do our homework on him and try and do our best.
Mike, you've had an incredible career, and obviously you're playing pro rugby before you made the switch to AFL. Do you still feel like you're learning things about the game?
Yeah, I do. I think... it's one of those games where I think not just the fact that I'm from a rugby background, but I think most of our players feel like they're constantly learning and constantly evolving as players and trying to improve. And so I'm no different in that sense.
Absolutely, mate. Were you surprised that last night Boomer Harvey went to the judiciary? Did you think he'd get off, or did you think he might be sitting out this match on Friday night?
Well, I think you've always got to challenge the MRP in those situations. And look, I think we expected that he would play from the outset. I think when we were watching the Geelong and Kangaroos game, you know, you just sort of expect to play their full strength side. So it's not really doesn't really affect us too much.
Nick Malcheski, mate, he was the only one really with an injury concern. He looks to be fit to play.
Yeah, I think we're pretty hopeful that Nick's going to play this Friday. I think he's pulled up really well from the little niggle that he had, and certainly we hope he's going to play.
Mate, first time you, well, when you took on North earlier in the season, they got hold of you. But you were playing a different game back then, weren't you? I mean, you'd struggled to get into the season at that point.
Yeah, I think we probably weren't where we wanted to be as a club, and probably right across the board, 22 players on that day probably weren't up to the standard that they would typically set for themselves. And we feel as though we're probably a bit more competitive this time around.
Well, you'd want to be, because that game sort of kicked you into overdrive. I think you went and won 12 straight after that loss in round four.
Yeah, I think it proved to be a bit of a catalyst for our year, but we certainly haven't forgotten about it. We know that North Melbourne's a very good side, and that if we don't bring our best, then we're gonna end up in trouble.
And just on Buddy Mike, he's a phenomenon, isn't he, really? I mean, you can't underestimate the kicking ability. When you needed those two goals a couple of weeks ago, he was bang bang, and you were you're on top again.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure to be on the field with him. Some of the things that he does, no one else in the competition can do, so it makes it really exciting for the players and for the fans to watch. So having a front row sort of view of what he does is pretty fun.
Mate, it's fun when you think about, you've got Buddy Franklin there, Kirk Tippett there. Is this a better team than when you won the premiership?
Well, this team hasn't really done anything yet, so I wouldn't say so yet. But certainly we have a lot of talent. That said, I mean, you can have as much talent as you want. If you don't play well together as a team, I think you're not going to win games of football. And our challenge is to make sure we play well as a unit.
Now, Mike, I know you've got a little bit of you got your very own TV program. Well, it's on the Swans website anyway, called Open Mike.
That's right. So for anyone who's listening out there, make sure you go to sydneyswans.com and get the views up for Open Mike.
And what are you like a Parkinson?
No. I'd say I'm not exactly that hard hitting. It's a bit more softball on Open Mike, but. Certainly we have a bit of fun with it.
And Mike, have you still got a load of family back in Canada?
Yep, it's just myself, wife and son here.
Yeah.
We have all our extended family back home.
Are they coming out for the finals?
Yep, my mum arrived yesterday, actually. So
yeah, good.
Good stuff, mate. Nice to chat, mate, and good luck on Friday night for the Swans.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good one.